Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise. We give him the glory, and we give him the honor on today, for truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's give him glory, and let's give him honor on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Attendee name announce on.
Thank you.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Welcome on this evening. I am Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry, and I want to welcome you all to Friday night's prophetic message, prophetic word, glory to God, prophetic insight, glory to God, leading up by leading of the Holy Spirit, glory to God. We are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. You're listening, and what you hear right now, it's a shofar victory. Glory to God, shofar victory, destroy demons fast, glory to God. That is what we are listening on this evening, glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, glory to God, we give God praise, we give him glory, and we give him honor on this evening. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day lightly. As I come before you, humbling myself with a heart of repentance, bound to be God, asking for forgiveness. I've done anything knowing, unknowing. I cancel every curse, hex, of X, and spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places. Of all activity, prince of Persia, principality, rulers of darkness, every imp, and I cast them into the abyss from once they came in the name of Jesus. I rend them powers, I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We bind up every witch, warlock, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that practice the dark arts, those that practice the dark magic, spellcasters and charmers, enchanters, charmers, spellcasters. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, those that astral plane, astral project, in the name of Jesus, we cancel their assignment on today in the name of Jesus. We're in the power to confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We cancel every diabolical plot and plan and the enemy in the name of Jesus that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, the northwest, the southeast, in the name of Jesus. We're in the power to confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of chaos and confusion, mischief, mayhem, madness, rage, and vengeance, violence, and war, hatred, pride, greed, enviness, resentment, rejection, bitterness, hatred, in the name of Jesus, unforgiveness, haughty spirits, slothful spirits, gluttony, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit, in the name of Jesus, perversion, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, incest, adultery, and we cancel their assignment on tonight in the name of Jesus, in the power to confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We shut down first and second heaven. We close up every portal, every entry point, every access point, every point of entry, every dimension. From the north, south, east, and west, northwest, southeast, in the name of Jesus, every interdimensional portal, we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. Every stairway, every hallway, every cracking crevices, every doorway, every window, we seal it shut in the name of Jesus Christ. Every atmosphere, we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, you reign, you rule in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this earth and the inhabitants of this earth. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the sick and the shut in. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are in mourning. And we thank you, Lord God, for you are the comforter and you're a peace. You are the peace. In the name of Jesus, that's a person understanding. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for your angels that have been assigned to our lives to serve, to protect, and to cover us. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger from the snares of the wiles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your dunamis power. Thank you for your consuming fire that's moving across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abominating to your eyesight, ear, gaze, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We give God praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give God praise. We give him glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We're not going to be before you long. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're sorry for the interruption. Hallelujah. Want to just talk briefly on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God just keeps speaking this over and over into my spirit pertaining to the new heaven and the new earth. Glory to God. Where the righteous will dwell. Glory to God. The new Jerusalem. Glory to God. 2 Peter 3:13 from the Amplified Bible says, but in accordance with his promise, we expectantly await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Glory to God. But in accordance with his promise, we expectantly await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Glory to God. And I'm also going to read, glory to God, Isaiah 65:17. Glory to God. Isaiah 65:17. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 65:17. Behold, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things of life will not be remembered or come to mind. Glory to God. Let's see what the King James Version also reads as well. Glory to God. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is, as we get closer and closer to the coming Messiah, we have to understand that this present earth that we live in right now, that we live on right now, will be soon be no more. Why? Because God is going to create a new earth to God. He's going to create a new heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A new Jerusalem. Glory to God. See, the Jerusalem that we know today and that where the Temple Mount is today will be no more. Why? Because God will establish a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth, glory to God, where the righteous dwells, glory to God. As you may have heard previous messages, glory to God, last week or part of this week, glory to God, where we talked about the new heaven and the new earth, where righteousness dwells. Why? Because we will be called the righteous, glory to God. And only the righteous dwells in the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem, glory to God. Hallelujah. The old things will be passed away. We will remember the old no more. So God is creating a new thing. He's doing a new thing, glory to God, in this hour, glory to God. He's doing a new thing. And God's glory shall be established upon this earth. And when that time comes, the old earth will be done away with, and we'll be living in a new earth where his glory is established. The new heaven. Right now, we have three heavens. The first heaven is earth. The second heaven is where Satan dwells. And the third heaven is where God is. It'll be a new heaven. Glory to God. Right now, Jesus told the disciples the only way to God is through him, through Jesus Christ. But when God establishes the new earth and the new heaven and the new Jerusalem, we will have direct access to God. Glory to God.
We will have direct access to God in this new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. Glory to God. See, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that will have, then God will rise us up. Glory to God, and we will be the righteous. We will dwell in the new heaven. We will dwell in the new Jerusalem. There will be no more sin. There will be no more idol worshiping. There will be no more ideology. There will be no more perversion. There will be no more murder, no more killing, no more nothing. It will just be worship, praise, and acknowledging the true and living God. We will not go back to the former things of life or the former ways, because God has done anew. This is a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. Glory to God. Jesus said he goes to prepare. He said in his Father's house is many mansions. And in this new heaven, in a new earth, in a new Jerusalem, it's many mansions. Glory to God. The former things have passed away. It says, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. That means that the former will not be remembered, will not be in our mindset, because all the former things that we know today will be no more. People always say, well, we're going to go back to this, and we're going to go back to the sacrifices. We're going to go back to that. No, we're not going to go back to that stuff. That stuff is old stuff. That's a former way of living, a former way of life. God is not going to take us backwards when he brought us forward. God don't do that. God, sometimes we do have to start back over, but when it's a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem, why would God take us back to the wilderness where we have to sacrifice and make sacrificial offerings during certain times of the year? That is former way of living. That stuff has been, there will be no more of that. No more of sacrificing lambs and bulls and bullocks and goats and sheep. Jesus was the last Adam. The temple tore into pieces. It rent into pieces. The altar was broken. He said, I didn't come to do away with the law, but I came to fulfill its purposes. When Jesus gave up the ghost into my hands, Father, I give you my spirit into my hands, Father. I'm just paraphrasing. When he took his last breath in the temple, shook, it was an earthquake probably. The sky turned dark. Everybody was looking around puzzled like, what just happened? The veil in the temple tore into pieces from top to bottom. And when the veil in the temple tore to pieces from top to bottom that Jesus was sent to this earth to do, it was fulfilled. The law was fulfilled. He said, I didn't come to do away with it, but I come to fulfill its purposes. And Jesus came to fulfill the purpose of the law. See, the former things are passed away, but God comes to do a new thing. And when he establishes the new earth and the new heaven and the new Jerusalem, we will be the righteous. You know, they said the just, yes, we will be the just, the righteous, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This old earth will be no more. This old land will be no more. The Jerusalem that's over in Jerusalem will be a different Jerusalem. The temple will be different. When God finished what he's doing right now, everything will be totally different. while we are yet here, still in this present earth and this present heaven and this present Jerusalem, we are to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah once again. Just like John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way, we are sent, we were placed here on this earth to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah once again. We're sent, we were placed here on this earth to lead people to Christ. Just like John the Baptist led people to the baptism of the water, and then he said, there will be one that will come after me who will baptize you, whose shoes I'm not worthy to wear. Glory to God. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. 2 Peter 3:13. But in accordance with his promise, we expectly await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. I'm Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you on today. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that I'm so excited for your future. Glory to God. In your leisure time, go study those scriptures, glory to God, and allow God to minister to you. Allow God to fill you up. Allow God to create in you a new mindset. Allow God to show you how to go about being a witness, glory to God, to lead people to Christ, to make disciples apart here on this earth. Not members, pastor, bishop, apostle, prophet, elder, minister, evangelist. We were not sent here to create and make members. We were placed here and sent out to make disciples. Disciples. And those disciples make disciples too. We are here. We are fishers of men. And we have to be fishers of men. Glory to God. Just like the apostles were fishers of men, we are fishers of men too. Sent out to the four corners of this earth to proclaim liberty to those that are bound and captive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. SheritaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.